This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. With the commencement of Tokyo Olympic events Wednesday, World Health Organization head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said ahead of them that the Olympics should go ahead to demonstrate to the world what can be achieved with the right plan and measures amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking to the International Olympic Committee members at their session in the Japanese capital, Tedros said the world needed the Olympics now, quote, as a celebration of hope, end quote. Tedros went on to criticize the vaccine discrepancies between countries, saying the pandemic could be ended if G20 economies showed collective leadership and there was a fair distribution of vaccines. Several athletes have already tested positive with the virus. The actual Tokyo Games start Friday amid questions over their safety, with tens of thousands of foreigners arriving. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden heads to Alaska Wednesday on the first stop of a trip that will see her lead the official U.S. delegation at the Olympics. The First Lady is scheduled to tour a medical center and call attention to the need for access to health care in rural areas while she's in Alaska. The White House said she will also encourage people to get vaccinated against COVID-19. At the Games in Tokyo, Dr. Biden is scheduled to attend Friday's opening ceremony. Up to two-thirds of India's population may have been infected with COVID-19, a government study suggested Tuesday. The blood serum survey of about 29,000 people in June and July showed almost 70% of those tested had antibodies. The results of the study by the Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, show the impact of a devastating surge of cases in April and May. This is VOA News. COVID-19 vaccine makers BioNTech and Pfizer said Wednesday they had found a South African partner to produce their shot locally, the first such deal on the African continent. The move comes amid growing criticism of vaccine inequality that has seen poor countries fall behind richer ones in the race to protect people from the coronavirus. Under the agreement, Cape Town-based BioVac will complete the last step in the manufacturing process of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, known as Fill and Finish, the companies said in a statement. The project will take time to get off the ground, however, with the first African-finished vaccines not expected before 2022. People wanting to go to cinemas, museums, or sports matches in France have to prove they've had a COVID-19 vaccination or a recent negative test starting Wednesday as the country rolls out its controversial vaccine passport system in the face of surging new cases. The so-called health pass will be required for all events or places with more than 50 people before being extended to restaurants, cafes, and large shopping centers in August. The government, which is set to formalize the system with legislation being debated in Parliament, is hoping to curb a fourth wave of infections and encourage people to get vaccinated. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman will travel to China this weekend, the State Department announced Wednesday, making her the highest-ranking official under President Joe Biden to visit amid deep tensions. A State Department statement said the Deputy Secretary would discuss areas where the U.S. has serious concerns about China's actions, as well as those where their interests align. The State Department said she would meet senior officials, including Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Heavy rainfall in central China's Henan province killed at least 12 people in its capital, Zhengzhou, and led to the relocation of about 100,000 people to safe zones. That's what state media Xinhua reported Wednesday, citing local government sources. The rainfall has also resulted in the bursting of major riverbanks and flooding of streets in a dozen cities, upending daily lives of millions of people. The years-long effort by state and local governments in the United States to force the pharmaceutical industry to help pay to fix a nationwide opioid addiction and overdose crisis took a major step forward Tuesday. Lawyers for local governments announced they were on the verge of a $26 billion settlement with the nation's three biggest drug distribution companies and the drug maker Johnson & Johnson. Full details of the settlement involving Ameris